from the United States of America. Americans, here's mail call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This mail call is dedicated to the service men and women from the territory of Hawaii. And standing at the microphone now to act as your master of ceremonies is that well-known beachcomber, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Don Wilson, and aloha to you all. In Fancy's flight now, I'm donning my coconut hat, my tapa cloth shirt, and some beat-up dungarees. Might even throw a jug of rum over my shoulder. I gotta get in the mood to take you on a musical tour of the islands. Oahu, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, Maui, and that big fella, Hawaii. We'll ride the surf at Waikiki. We'll sit under the banyan tree and hum the old song. We'll have a luau with plenty of pig and fish and poi. I almost forgot the lovely hula girls, but we'll be seeing them too. Now, if I can catch me a little downbeat from the conductor here, I'll cut the scuttle and sing in my undernourished baritone the old song of the old days called Hello, Hawaii, How Are You? Hello, Hawaii, how are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. To ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless. Please state I can't wait, hear her reply. For I had to pawn every little thing I own to talk from New York through the wireless telephone. So hello, Hawaii, how are you? Goodbye. Well, gang, I sort of rushed into that number without introducing our first guest this evening. After a quick pardon me, I'd like to say that he's written some great Hawaiian tunes. That you all know him as a real kamaaina around the bandstand at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Harry Owens, take a bow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and aloha nui to my Hawaiian friends. It's really a thrill being on this make-believe tour of the islands. You had quite a visit over there, didn't you, Bing?
Oh, yes, Harry. Happy days, those.
I remember you on Waikiki Beach with your Kodak, taking snapshots of the hula girls dancing.
Yes, sir. I got the finest collection of blurs you ever saw. They just wouldn't hold still for me, Harry.
Well, you can't expect hula girls to hold still, Bing. After all, their business is movement.
Why couldn't they shut up shop long enough for me to snap a picture?
Well, I'm afraid nothing can be done about their restlessness, Bing. That Hawaiian music just gets under their skin.
I think there must be some grasshoppers in those skirts, too.
Pardon me, fellas. What are you talking about?
Girls.
Oh, then I'll leave.
Oh, no. It's all right. Come on in, Connie. Gang, meet Connie Hines. Constance, dear girl, you're looking mighty pert tonight.
May I second the motion?
Motion? Oh, now, let's not start her a-wiggling, Harry.
Wiggling?
Yes, we were talking about hula girls.
Aren't you fellas a little old for that sort of thing?
Well, not to talk.
Gee, some of those gals can really shake it.
Shake it? Why, I saw a hula girl once that was nothing short of a jet-propelled haystack. But we must go on from the dance now. Connie, how would you like to join me in a song?
I'd love to.
Very well. Let's do a beautiful number from a picture that I was in some time ago called Waikiki Wedding.
One of the songs I wrote, Bing?
Well, no, Harry.
Oh?
You're not hurt, are you?
Well, no, but I thought that...
A little later, Harry. The tune is Blue Hawaii by Robin and Ranger. Snuggle up closely, Connie. I want to be sure that you're on mic. Sung by Connie Haynes and a certain beachcomber. And I'd like to point out that the fine work on the steel guitar came from the fingers of Eddie Bush, who was really hep to his strings and to his Hawaii.
Say, Bing.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, what's the next number?
Well, we continue along now, and we honor another great Hawaiian composer.
Me?
No.
Oh.
Well, be patient, Harry. Next, we honor the author of many, many Hawaiian tunes, the late Johnny Noble. Johnny, in addition to his duties with the Honolulu Telephone Company, and acting as genial host to visitors from the mainland, found time to turn out much typical island music. Also, at this time, I'd like to tip my cocoa hat to Mrs. Mabel Thomas, official hostess for the enlisted men at Honolulu's Malohia Club. Mabel, or Mom, as the thousands of GIs who have hit this service center call her, is quite a gal, and the good cheer, the help, and the encouragement she gives the guys is something to shout about. Mabel and Johnny Noble were good friends, so it seems fitting that this next number should be dedicated to her. Here is Johnny Noble's Tahua Hawaii, sung by that grand group, the Merrimacks.
Do 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 do
Thank you, Mary Max, for your bright contribution to this Hawaiian salute. Now, gang, here is Connie Haynes, without grass skirt, to sing another tune associated with the islands.
By me?
Well, no, Harry, by Gus Kahn and Dick Whiting.
Oh.
Connie's going to do Ukulele Lady. You ready, Connie?
All set, Bing.
Knock it.
Splendor of the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. There's something tender in the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. And all the beaches are full of peaches who bring their youths along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing this song. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. If you linger where it's shady, ukulele lady, linger too. If you kiss a ukulele lady, why you promise ever to be true. And she see another ukulele lady fool around with you. Maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by. Wicky wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you, ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you.
Very sweet, Connie. Very sweet indeed. Now, gang, I'd like you to meet a real jumpy combination doing their special version of a classic Hawaiian song.
By me?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I was referring, Harry, to Charles E. King's famous Song of the Islands, which the Les Paul Trio do rather cleverly. Les can contrive many a caper on the guitar, but it's always great. All right, Les, shall we begin at the beginning? Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, if I may, I would like to...
Will you pardon me just a moment, Bing?
Why, sure, Harry.
I'd like to step in here at this time and introduce a very famous lady from the islands, former school teacher, my adopted daughter, full-blooded Hawaiian, Hilo Hattie.
Boys and girls, the time has come for glamour and beauty in the flesh. One of Hollywood's most beautiful young ladies. Her picture has been pinned up on more walls than the framed inscription, Home Sweet Home. Personally, I'll take this gal's frame any day.
Everybody, here's Betty Grable.
Thank you, Bing, from the bottom of my frame.
Think nothing of it, Betty. I was just building. By the way, Betty, you know Harry, don't you?
Oh, well, I should. Where's your trumpet, Harry?
Oh, no, this is Harry Owens, not Harry James. You know, Betty, this is a program for Hawaii, which naturally brings to mind the neat singing and dancing that you did in Song of the Islands.
Did you see the picture, Bing?
But of course. Betty, when you did the hula, it was wonderful. You started out so slowly, and when you shifted into second...
Well, you should have seen the part they cut out. I was in overdrive.
I'll bet that part of the film is still flopping around the cutting room floor.
I hear they had to beat it with a stick.
Yep. Could be. Now, Betty, what would you like to shake? I mean, what would you like to sing?
Well, I thought I'd like to sing Sing Me a Song of the Islands by Harry Owens and Mack Gordon.
Oh, Betty, I could kiss you for that.
I could kiss her for nothing. Bettina, you may fire when you're ready.
All set if Harry is.
Thank you, Betty Grable. Now, gang, it looks like the Groner's got to take another cut in here. I hope to please you and Harry Owens with Sweet Leilani. A lot of surf has rolled over the coral since I first did this one. By the way, Harry, how is Leilani?
Oh, she's getting to be a big girl now, Bing. And do you know what I caught her doing the other day?
What?
Listening to a Frank Sinatra record.
Well, shut off her Eskimo pies right away. Looks like they're all drifting away from the losing the ball. Anyhow, for faithless Leilani, and with the help of Paul Taylor's Douglas Company Aeronators, a fine vocal group who labor by day and sing by night, it's Sweet Leilani. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, nature fashioned roses kissed with dew. And then she placed them in a bower. That was the start of you. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower. I dreamed of paradise for two. Paradise completed. You are my dream come true. Thank you. Comes now the time for Aloha, and to place a huge lay of flowers around the islands. From us to you. To those who live there and to those who have lived there, the mention of Hawaii always makes the heart take an extra beat. We who have visited there share this warm, this friendly feeling. We knew Hawaii as a grand composite of a primitive past and an ultra-modern present. Of metropolis and jungle, of vigorous sport and languorous leisure, and of all the beauties of mountain and surf, coral reefs, palm-sifted moonlight, and tropic flowers that are the immemorial heritage of the South Seas. Of course, right now, there's important work to be done, and the islanders are doing it. An old Hawaiian motto runs, Uamau ke aea, o ka ana I ka pono. The life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness. Righteous is our cause, and when the wind-up comes, Hawaii will be in its old gay romantic self. More than that, its importance in this new world scheme will make it the power as well as the paradise of the Pacific.
It, fellas, the end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Bing Crosby, Betty Grable, Connie Haynes, the Mary Max, Harry Owens, Paul Taylor, and the Douglas Arianators, Les Paul, Eddie Bush, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.